Diane, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to a Monday edition of What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends, it's Scott Hannon along with Steve Bakken. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. On the program today, guests include a health economist from the Heritage Foundation. They've done some number crunching on the impacts from Obamacare specific to North Dakota and surrounding states. So if you want to know what the impact will be on your health care, we're going to find out from the health economist at the Heritage Foundation today on the program. Average cost increases for North Dakotans, surrounding states on Obamacare. Maybe you've not gotten in to the Obamacare website yet. In fact, only 10 people have signed up in all of North Dakota. So we'll find out. Senator John Hovind's also going to be here next hour. He'll take your phone calls, and we'll talk about the government shutdown, the debt ceiling hike deal as well, coming up on the program. Were you in Leith, North Dakota at that city council meeting on Friday night, Steve?
No, I did not make that, but quite spirited. I wish I would have been there.
You were needed for security. I would have been worried if I was a member of the city council down there.
Me and my concealed carry, right? But we'll talk about that a little bit later.
Yeah, you're lucky to have one because with a 479% increase in the amount of requests since 2005, it's not something that's easy to get these days. But we posted the viral video. It has gone viral now. Friday night there was a city council meeting in Leith, North Dakota. And one of the newest residents, someone that's been there just a few weeks, no surprise, but a friend evidently and a house guest of this Cobb fella that started this craze down in Leith, North Dakota, in a drunken rage at the city council meeting. And we could play it for you, but it'd be a one long 8-minute string of beeps is all it would be. And we do have it up on our Facebook page if you care to. It's rather sick. It just turns your stomach, quite honestly. Did me. It's hard to even watch. And I really feel horrible for folks in Leith. And I know a lot of there probably was a 50-50 split among our listeners when we have talked about this on occasion. And 50% of folks come down on the side of, look, I don't agree with it. It's sick, but it's free speech. And until they do something wrong and unlawful, you really can't do anything about it. My question is, I guess, is this enough ammo for law enforcement to throw the book at these folks and do something about it? What do you think?
You know, the problem I have with him showing up at this and going off into that is the fact that, okay, they're hiding behind the First Amendment and free speech. By showing up at a city council meeting like this, and going off on a rant and speaking over other people, you're infringing on their First Amendment rights. I think that's where you draw the line on the First Amendment, is as long as you're respectful and cognizant of other people's First Amendment rights as well, that's where that fine line for the First Amendment to me is drawn. And that's where you don't cross that line, just like you shouldn't expect other people to cross that line for you. Everybody that said, oh, well, you know, free speech, gotcha moment. This is where you point your finger and go, this is what we were worried about. This is why we were concerned about this coming to our community. This element of, at a certain point, disorganization and unrest is what it is coming to the community of Leith. Now, I will say this, everybody I've talked to that's been down there pheasant hunting or down around that area, they've stopped in at Leith just to see what's going on, see if there's flags up. The community of Leith may be missing out on a huge tourism opportunity.
Ugh. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they could do without that, right?
I have not been down through that area pheasant hunting yet, but every time I go, I know I'll drive through just to see if is something changed or if there's a new flag up. Or you know, I'll drive through the community just to see what's going on.
But again, I don't think that's what they're looking for. They don't want you gawking out to your car window to see what kind of latest crazy thing is happening in Leith. This guy, 29-year-old Kynan Dutton is his name, was in City Hall on Friday night. And, you know, he was eventually removed. And my understanding is law enforcement actually brought him home.
Cops drove him home.
Yeah. So they're going to decide today whether anything should be done. You can weigh in after watching whether you think anything ought to be done. if I would have been law enforcement, I would have had him out of there in a few minutes, because he just in the face of the council members and screaming profanities and all kinds of racial comments. Evidently, his wife and the five children, which he talks about in the video, because there was some debate about how he's feeding them, received some money from fellow residents to get out of town and have left. So I imagine they didn't want to put up with his drunken rage. But what do you think ought to happen now? And do you still defend this as free speech? It's a question for you at 800-228-0550. We do have the story about concealed carry permits. The requests up 479% since 2005, but the law calls for, once you apply for a concealed weapons license, 60 days after receiving a completed application, having a decision. That's not happening right now, including a story Rob Port is quoting Kevin Fire, president of the North Dakota Shooting Sports Association, submitted his license renewal application in late May and still hadn't heard anything from the Attorney General's office as of last week. Finally called him and said, hey, what's going on here exactly? And they're way backed up. But the law says they should be doing it within 60 days. They're not able to comply with the law right now. Can't do it.
Who do you blame on that fall, though? That's the question. Do you drop it on a government entity that's buried? Yeah. What's the solution to that?
How do you expedite that? What happens when law enforcement doesn't comply with the law?
They're a little busy, too.
State law. I don't know. What do you think ought to happen there? And, by the way, should we try and find the 10 people that have signed up for the Obamacare exchange in North Dakota? 10 people. That's the number. You know, I actually went in there just to try myself, and they asked for so much information, it does sort of spook you.
It stinks.
I mean, they want a lot of information. And you think, I was going to do it just to be your guinea pig, folks, but they spooked me out. So, but if you've braved all that, let us know. Anyway, tell us what's on your mind, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here is Brian in Jamestown. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So did you guys hear that Obama finds the way that the enrollment system is working to be unacceptable? And at the same time, you can hear this tone in his voice, like he wants to blame somebody. And I just find him at blame, 100% wholeheartedly. This guy is to blame for Obamacare and the way it operates. So what's with this tone, like he's chasing some ghost that isn't there? I know Halloween's on its way, but I don't know. Do you guys see it from my opinion, or how do you guys see it?
Yeah, well, what I saw is political damage is obviously being inflicted, so he has to act outraged now and act like he's going to call in some experts and fix it, because it's egg on their face, right? I mean, they've had 3 years to prepare for this, and the rollout's been pathetic, so they've got to do something now.
Well, I'm blaming Obama, just to set the record straight.
Who do you blame, Steve, for the terrible rollout here and all the website glitches?
Well, it's his package. He put it together. He supposedly had the time, and he was the one that started asking for, well, maybe we should push this back, push this back, push this back. It falls squarely on the shoulders of the administration not being ready for something or shoving something down the American people's throat that wasn't prepared for, wasn't completely fulfilled. Now, is that the usual modus operandi for government? Yeah, I'll say it probably is. But one of the little caveats on this, where's the website? Where was it built? It's in Canada. This is an administration that's exporting jobs to Canada. Last time I checked, we've got Microsoft and... heck, Facebook is based here. Facebook probably could have built a better website than what the Obama administration had done for this.
Bad news. Brian, I'm with you. Just keep an eye on this one for sure. But he is definitely trying to get us to not realize where the real blame lies for this thing, I think. Appreciate your call. Who's next, Steve?
Let's go to Brad in Grand Forks. Brad, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Steve, Scott, I want to make a comment on this guy from Lee, this Craig Cobb. It's quite obvious that the guy's not very intelligent, because if he was really trying to take over this town, he would have done it much more quietly. He could have very easily done it and been very successful at it if he had just kept his mouth shut until after he had made the acquisitions of the property and all that kind of stuff. that he needed in this voting majority and all the stuff that he was looking for. But instead, he comes in shooting his mouth off and being an idiot. You know, it's obviously he's not very intelligent. And this other, this Dutton kid, you know, he's not any brighter to show up at a town hall meeting drunk and all this kind of stuff. You know, part of me says, let them alone and let them kind of self-destruct because they're going to fall apart. You know, let them continue to spew their idiocy because, unfortunately, it is free speech. But at the same time, this man's now broken law, you know, the public drunkenness or whatever, this other kid that's with him. And, you know, so now you charge him with public drunkenness. And
well, they're definitely, hang on, Brad. I want to get the rest of your opinion after the break. Hang on.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Remember when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state? There was one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, that decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with nearly 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more at ndfb.org.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you want to get to our Facebook or our Twitter account, you can go to whatsonyourmindradio.com. That'll take you everywhere you need to go. Brad in Grand Forks wanted to give you an opportunity to finish up your comments.
Well, I was just saying, you know, he's now broken the law. You know, public drunkenness is a fairly easy charge to charge him with. So you go about charging him and simply follow the law. These guys are, I mean, they're gonna self-destruct. They're gonna get in trouble somewhere. They're gonna do something wrong. And you just have to be ready to hold them accountable for their actions. And, you know, like saying now at this point, there's no way he's ever gonna get the support to take over the town because they've got, you know, everybody's watching for him. They're not gonna, nobody's gonna sell him any more property. You know, nobody's going to give them any more opportunity to get any more of a foothold. So I say just let them fall off into obscurity.
They have the property. But Brad, they do have the property. Now it's just a question of bringing people in. There's already one family's moved in. There's talk of another one that's coming very soon. There's a cook that has moved into the community and brought his family. It's insidious. It's insidious. And people ask, well, how does this guy feed his family? How does he have any money for any? The money did not come from him. No. He's a front. He's just a front.
Yeah. So if he's already got the property, though, I mean, how much property is there? How many people live in town? What does he need for a majority?
You got a ways to go for that. But your point is, and by the way, one of the reasons this guy was mad was because he's bought or been given, I guess, land from this Cobb guy and wants to put a trailer home on it. So he's living with Cobb right now, right? And he was at the council meeting where they were voting on a moratorium on new buildings, which they did approve.
Right. Well, and that's what I'm saying. If these guys, they're obviously not that intelligent, because if they would have used their head, they would have kept quiet until they had the majority and then started speaking up. But now everybody's watching them. Nobody's going to give them any opportunity to get a foothold. So I think the people in Leith have done it right, and they're doing the best they can to enact appropriate laws to protect themselves as a community. I applaud them. I think it's great.
But you would throw the book at the guy now. You're saying arrest him for whatever he's...
Absolutely. Yeah, he's broken the law. You go after him, and you arrest him, you throw him in jail, put him in the drunk tank for a while or whatever. You know, keep him out of there as long as you can. And maybe, you know, get him away from this cop guy and get him away from the influence. Maybe it'll be enough to make him go, you know, it ain't worth the fight. I'm out of here. You know, maybe get him sobered up for a while and see what happens.
His wife and kids evidently have left town, so they'd have enough of him. Supposedly, Cobb was out of town, and he was staying with him, but he's going to be staying there a bit longer. Brad, appreciate the call. Evidently, law enforcement officials are meeting today with the Grant County State's Attorney about possible charges. But I'm with Brad. I think you follow the law. And obviously, showing up drunk at a meeting and disrupting the meeting, he's got a couple of charges. Not going to be major charges, but there are going to be charges there, so... I'd go that route to start with, wouldn't you?
I mean, I still don't know how you put a moratorium on new buildings, though, in a community like Leith. Is, say somebody legitimate wanted to come in and put up a home, you know, you're blocking growth for a community that needs growth.
But by the way, don't forget this Cobb guy is living in a house that doesn't even have working plumbing. So, I think having some standards as far as, you can't live in a home unless there's some, you know, basic sanitation infrastructure in place, having some codes there, that makes some sense. I'd use, you know, this guy's disruption and Cobb's lack of sanitation as reasons to nip this in the bud right now. You got to feel awful for folks in Leith. This is just, makes no sense at all. Anyway, your take, welcome. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Here's some of the comments on our Facebook page about this. Dwayne says, what will you do when you're complaining on air or in a room and you start ranting? Would you believe this should happen to you? It's called freedom of speech. Well, freedom of speech, I'm not sure connects with what happened at this meeting. You know, obviously, if he'd got up and said, hey, I disagree and you're wrong and everything, he just got up and walked around the room and got in everybody's face, and he's disrupting the meeting, and he's
wrong. Scott, that's where I draw that line. You know, freedom of speech, free speech, the First Amendment is fine and dandy, and I'm a big supporter. But you can't infringe on somebody else's right to free. You know, with you or I, if you and I get on a rant, somebody can turn the radio station off. They can do that.
We're
not forcing them to listen to what we have to say.
He goes on to say, I don't support the white supremacist or any other crazy group of individuals, but there is still free speech after all. David says, why go after a group for the actions of one individual at a city council meeting? Victoria says, no offense, guys, but it's freedom of speech. Freedom of speech gave the world Hitler and other hate mongers. Pull the plug on them. They don't deserve airplay or print. Racism and hatred are ugly. And this is an argument we hear from time to time about this particular story. And, you know, I have to admit, there's a part of me that every time we mention Leith, every time you read a news article about Leith, every time you see a television story about Leith, I think these folks are getting exactly what they want. On the other hand, it is news. It is, you know, these folks in Leith are going through it, but I sympathize with a little bit of what Victoria is saying.
And on the third hand, Scott, from my sensibility, you can't stick your head in the sand and pretend it's not there. You do have to address it. Things like this, I think you meet face to face. You know, Victoria mentions Hitler. Well, people stuck their head in the sand. People complied. That's why Hitler was so insidious, and that situation grew to what it did. People did not meet the problem. They gave and gave and gave and gave and gave, and I think you meet the problem, you address it, and you address it out in the open.
Sean says, Victoria, I beg to differ. Had there been real free speech in Nazi Germany, along with the other Bill of Rights-type liberties we enjoy, Hitler might not have gotten as far as he did. We got to take the bad with the good. Tyler says, our country has freedom of speech. Not all countries do. Our country didn't give Hitler to the world. Germany and Austria did. Another says, no more than any other person who disrupted a public meeting. All this guy did was prove what a bunch of blowhards they really are. He damn right up and he clammed right up. My eyes are getting bad here. He clammed right up and cowered once the sheriff took control of him. These guys may have big plans, but won't make it through a North Dakota winter. John and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind? Different topic. It's welcome. Go ahead, John. Any topic? What's on your mind?
Hi. See, I want to say there's only 18 true patriots in the Senate. The 18 guys that voted what their constituents want. They ran on a topic, and that's what their constituents wanted. And that's what got him in office, and it was Obamacare, and it was getting the deficit down. And they are the only true patriots we have in the legislature and anybody in the House that voted against raising the debt ceiling. I mean, a Nobel Prize-winning economist just won it. There was three of them together. When asked if it would have been the end of the world would implode, depression would happen if we wouldn't have raised it, he said, no, not at all. Now, I'm no expert, but this guy just won a Nobel Prize on it. So all the crud that the Democrats saying it would have been the end of the world, the Big Depression, and all this other stuff, if you just would listen to him even,
John,
it was wrong.
John, we're up against a break. Words of wisdom. Thanks for weighing in. It's What's on Your Mind. When we come back, we're going to talk with Drew Gontrowski.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Minnesota kids get a fall break soon, so Mom, Dad, what are you going to do for the long weekend? Scott has an idea for you. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, with family fun for fall for the entire crew. It'll be a blast. Take advantage of the long weekend. Bring the family to Chase on the Lake. Have some fall fun and get a load of this deal. $360 gets you 3 nights in a classic 2-bedroom, 1-bath condo. Great deal. That's right. 3 nights, $360. $250 for 2 nights in a classic hotel room. And you can upgrade to Lakeview or Lakefront for just a couple extra bucks. And all the fall fun weekend activities include live entertainment of the 502 and Friday and Saturday night, bonfire and s'mores every night, movie night, pumpkin painting, kids Halloween costume contest, bingo prizes. I mean, they do the open bowling, the ice cream social. It's a blast. Even a fall color pontoon cruise. Sound like fun? ChaseOnTheLake.com. Promo code Scott for the great deal, or give them a call at 1-888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06, and enjoy your weekend fall break at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Pack 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Beep. cheap? This is an emergency. Essential sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials, get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last. During our October sale, 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can baking combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Steve Bonk and I'm Scott Hennon. We're back on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com if you were inclined to send us an email instead, and if you like just leaving a message. A lot of folks do that when we have our talk radio town hall and just like to sound off, get something off their chests. 855-200-1776 is that number. You press 1, leave a message, and we'll use that. Either a question for Senator John Hoeven, who will, by the way, join us next hour, or a comment on any of our topics, certainly welcome here on the program. Trying to track down our economist from the Heritage Foundation. He'll be here shortly to join us. We have an APB out for the 10 people in North Dakota we know of that have maneuvered their way through the Obamacare website, and you know, when you go into that website, what you're doing, I guess, is just exploring your options. You aren't even signing up. You're not saying, "I want this." You're saying, come January 1, here's some other options that I have for health insurance. So given that it's not even necessarily a sign-up saying, I want in, be surprised that there's only 10 people that have signed up? What do you think that means, that website is so horrible that all these people in North Dakota that want to sign up can't get it? Or do you think it means there's very little interest? It's got to mean both. It's got to mean that there's very little interest and the website's not working real well.
You tried navigating this website, and I went on the first day and tried to navigate it a little bit, and then I went on subsequently once thereafter, and I stopped kind of at the same point you did. You think the NSA has your information? Oh my gosh! Now I understand that there's
That's
a lot of personal information, but do you want the federal government having some of this? I don't mind if my doctor has it.
Yeah, in fact, what they do is they tell you before you get too far into this and in the sign up, here's all the information you're going to need. So they, you know, go get this, go get that, go get, you know. And I got halfway through that list of things that I was going to need to sign up, and I thought, you know, I'm willing to take one for the team here, but I'm not so sure, which is why the president in about an hour will speak from the Rose Garden and evidently acknowledge that widespread problems with the rollout of Obamacare are, in his eyes, not acceptable. And give us some fixes, I guess. President evidently going to discuss steps the administration is taking to address the failures, including ramping up staffing at call centers. You can just call and give somebody the information over the phone rather than put it into a computer. I'm sure that gives you a lot of comfort, Steve, right?
Yeah, no, not so much. I do like talking to a person, but when you have to give all this information out, I'm a little leery.
And the Department of Health and Human Services says it's also bringing in technology experts from inside and outside of government to help diagnose the issues. They released a memo Sunday saying they were putting in place tools and processes to aggressively monitor and identify parts of healthcare.gov where individuals are encountering errors or having difficulty using the site so we can prioritize them and fix them. So,
did you get through these
press conferences to me are they're blah, 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 blah. It's Charlie Brown's teacher. You're going to hear the same thing over and over again. Did I what?
Did you have difficulty getting in initially? Now, I did the first day, and then I did get through after a little bit of difficulty when I went through probably about a week later. But did you have difficulty getting into the site, or did you just run into, I don't want to supply all this information that they want just for the sake of...
I got in, but... Yeah. I got in, and I'd be curious if other folks have, tried, or, I'm curious, right? I want to know what these numbers are, and it's obviously what this economist is going to tell us, because they have a sense of what's going to happen once you get in. But I was just more curious than anything about it, two clicks in, when they're asking for ridiculous amounts of information. I just, number one, that would take me 2 hours to find all that. Number three, I don't want to give it to them. So 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Have you tried? Have you been in? Let us know. 701-258-0550. Trying to track down our guests here. But anyway, they're it's Washington, D.C., so we'll chalk it up.
One of the other... One of the other avenues with this too is when we go back and look at all the experts, because we tried to have some experts on. Not one expert knows everything about all of it. We've had some very credible people on here, but we start asking questions out of their little realm of information when it comes to Obamacare, and people are lost. The experts we've had on.
So in other words, of course we're going to be lost, right? Of course, consumers are going to have headaches.
Yeah, and these are the experts, but they've all had to only deal with a little piece of this. Nobody's had to deal with the whole thing except for the American people. And when we have experts that can't deal with the whole thing, you're going to throw that onto the American people, and the whole guise behind Obamacare is being able to supply people that were not able to have health care with health care. Now, to me, I look at that usually being one of the fringes and the lower income, right or wrong, but that's kind of the way my perception of it is. How are you going to have somebody who's got less education or less access to technology getting signed up with this?
Mike in Bismarck, maybe he can answer that question for you. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mike.
Hello. I'm not sure of the tasks that these people do, but there is a navigator on another radio station that's helping some people work with some of these issues. I know many people would like an opportunity to vent, and you're giving them that. But in the end, we've all got to kind of hunker down and get to it. So that was my comment, and I'll listen off the air. Thank you.
Have you maneuvered it yet yourself, Mike?
Pardon me?
Have you tried it yourself yet?
No, I haven't, because in my work situation, I'll probably be staying with what I have.
Got it.
Okay.
Well, at least that's an option for you.
I'm
sure if I were to do it, it would be hard, as everyone's been saying. For sure.
If you need a navigator, sign. Right?
Well,
thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, if you don't do the navigator, then you have to sit down and listen to, it's just like sitting down and listening to a salesperson. Some things you can believe and some things you can't, because that's capitalism, right?
You need a tour guide. Mike, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Rick and Mandan. What's on your mind today?
Yeah. Hi, guys.
Go ahead, Rick.
I think I figured out two of them that are on that list already. So, it should be two of them. It's the two that voted for it, Dorgan and Conrad. So I think you could get their numbers and call them and make sure that they were the first two in line. I think they're going to make a bunch of criminals out of a lot of people, because a lot of people aren't going to do it. And in the end, it's going to make a lot of people work for cash, too. Why even deal with the IRS? And you're just making more criminals is all you're doing.
I think a lot of people are going to wind up getting pushed back in a corner where they're not going to have a choice, because I'm seeing this from the employee side, where employers are starting to have to get away from their health care. One pushback I have not heard from this, which is really odd to me, is where's the pushback from the insurance industry? This is a multi-trillion dollar industry, and we haven't heard peep one out of the insurance industry who stand to lose a great deal with Obamacare.
Well, you don't think there's a kickback there or something? It is government.
I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to point fingers. I'm not going to go down this conspiracy theory road, but their silence is deafening.
Yeah, and I don't understand the whole thing. And why, as a business, would you cover somebody for $4,000 or $5,000 a year when you can get away paying the $2,000 and let them worry about it themselves? I mean, it's, you're really putting pressure on the employer there, too. So,
well, my employer is Clear Channel Radio, and I'm seeing the changes in our plan. I now have one option for next year with a high deductible, and if you need a procedure done before next year, I'm going to get it done this fall.
But why not just go catastrophic and, you know, it'd be really cheap. That's not bad, but no, they're forcing it on us. But if you just go catastrophic, it's cheap for everybody. Nobody should have lose their house and their vehicles, you know, if you get sick. But if it's something minor, just, you know, go on.
Pay for what you need.
Own.
Rick, appreciate the call. Thanks. Mike and Minot, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Gentlemen, yeah. Say, just one statement about Obama's speech in about an hour. I bet you he figures out a way to blame the conservatives and why it isn't working. So that's all I've got to say. Thank you.
Maybe the government shutdown was the reason it went bad. 3 years worth of planning was undone in 10 days. What do you think?
Let's go to Mike in Logan County. Mike, what's on your mind this morning?
Yes, good morning.
Go ahead, Mike.
Good morning to you.
I'd like to talk a little bit about this health care. I don't know how many people realize that in the paperwork here, it does ask for voter registration, which party you're going to vote for or which party you support. But that's part of the reason I'm calling in. The other thing I was going to say is...
Wait a minute. Can I ask you more about... But you're saying that one of the questions on a healthcare.gov website about different plans that are available in the exchanges relates to what political party you support?
Yes. They will ask you that question, which political party you support.
What kind of question is that related to your health care?
Well, I don't know the reason why, but could you speculate a little bit? If you're going to be anti-Democrat, or you would be, you know, and you're not going to be a Democrat, Democratic voter, could it possibly be that your premiums are going to be higher? I mean, it's just food for thought. The other thing I was going to bring up, last week one night, our local insurance agent had a gentleman come in and kind of explain to a few people the, you know, ins and outs a little bit as much as he knew on Obamacare, and it was kind of surprising. There were seven people at the meeting. That was it. And as he looked around, there was a couple that is retirement age or close to, and he looked at them and he says, your premiums are all going to go down in here. Well, my wife and I are mid-50s, and I kind of asked after the meeting a little bit, have you signed anybody up? What does it look like? I mean, our premiums are going to be. And at that point, he said, it's going to be much higher for you folks. Now, the other thing he brought out, and just this summer, we kind of checked for insurance for a 20-year-old male, our son, and his insurance on an individual plan would have been about $67.
Mike, tell you what, hold on. We'll finish up after the break. We're up against a break right now. This is What's On Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bakken with Scott Hannon.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only did you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio, get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and of course local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go south of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio, get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hennen. Monday edition of the program. Your call is welcome at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Coming up next hour, we're going to chat with Senator John Hoeven. He'll be here at the bottom of the hour to update us on the week that was. Kind of a crazy one last week, and where we go from here. Temps around the region, by the way, Bismarck, how about this? 25 degrees under cloudy skies, 27 in Minot. This hour, Williston 33, Tioga 27, Fargo's 32 and cloudy, Grand Forks overcast 28 degrees, Dickinson overcast 34 degrees, down in South Dakota, Aberdeen 30, Millbridge 30, on Montana, Miles City 46, Sydney 37, Fergus Falls 30, Alexandria 31, Thief River 28 at this hour. Back to more of your calls here on What's on Your Mind. Mike and Logan County was telling us a story about his son. So finish the story about your son and the insurance cost, Mike.
Okay. It would have been like $67 with a $2,500 deductible. So I asked this gentleman a little bit on what it would possibly cost for him, you know, under Obamacare. And he says it would be about double, and the deductible would vary. I mean, you could up or down, and that would probably still be right around $2,500. But he said if he does not have income coming in, if he's unemployed or at this point he's in college, and I says, okay, so how does that figure? And he says, well, he probably would have to pay zero. It would be subsidized by the government. So I looked at him and I asked him, I says, okay, I says, all these people that are unemployed or are college students or, you know, people that are not working for one reason or the other, I says, the government is going to subsidize their premiums, correct? And he says, yes. I says, so where are they going to get the money? I says, are our taxes going to go up, you know, when we file income tax? And he says, no, they should stay the same. But all along here, I've been hearing, you know, that there's going to be taxation placed on businesses that are using money to improve or grow. And, you know, I think the best thing most of us people could do is just not sign up. If the sign-up rate is very, very low, what are they going to do?
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, we're complying in North Dakota because at the last report, 10 sign-ups. So this thing is going miserable. Interesting story, Mike.
South Dakota and Wisconsin were also states with very, very low sign-ups as well. So I'm assuming Montana's probably, and I haven't seen the numbers for Montana, but they're very low as well. So regionally, Minnesota's the one that does have some bigger numbers. Thanks for the phone call.
Appreciate the call. By the way, this hour brought to you by What's on Your Mind is brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota, helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, find out more about everything they're doing, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. And by the way, tomorrow we'll meet some members of the Flaring Task Force that are a product of the North Dakota Petroleum Council on the program as well. Looking forward to that. Who's next, Steve?
Russ and Crookston, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. I don't want to tie two sore subjects together, but I'm wondering how all those folks who don't have an identification to go to vote, i.e. the voter identification laws, are going to have the information to sign up for Obamacare.
That's a valid question.
If you can't provide a government ID to vote, how are they going to qualify for their much-needed health care?
Well, that is one of the questions in there, is your voter registration.
Exactly.
What is that doing in there? And why hasn't that been exposed yet? I come across
right,
that when question.
When you mentioned that, that's what made me think about it.
I never went down to the point where you press submit. And I'm wondering if, you know, like on the question, if you fail to provide an answer such as which political party are you affiliated with or going to vote for, or you don't have a voter ID, when you press submit, is it one of those websites that defaults back to, well, you missed this and this and this and this, and you got to go back and fill these out, if you can even continue on with the process if you leave some things blank?
I did try it. I went on Easter before the implementation date and went through as far as I comfortably could. I intentionally put in information that really wasn't mine. I wanted to see how far I would go. And the fact is you have to provide every line item blank pretty accurately to submit.
So it'll kick you out of the system. It defaults back and says you've missed some things. We need that information.
If you put in your Social Security number as 1234567789, it kicks back.
I think people use that one a little bit much.
They flagged you. You couldn't get by with that one, Russ. Appreciate the call. Let's get Mark here in Grand Forks in quickly before our break. About 45 seconds, Mark. Go ahead.
Yes, I talked a little bit about energy policy back in 2008 on February 23. Then Governor Hovind was participating in a National Governors Association conference about energy. One of the speakers was the CEO of General Electric, Jeffrey Immelt. And Mr. Immelt was asked a question by then Governor Doyle from Wisconsin. Now, Governor Doyle asked him directly, do you think the government should set up a carbon market in the United States? Jeffrey Immelt, CEO, answered
Yes, and went on to explain his belief in global warming. And Governor Hovind, when he got a chance to speak, essentially said that he agreed with everything that Mr. CEO Jeff Rehmelt was saying, and that we needed this kind of government carbon market to put into place all of the different energy.
45 seconds are up there, Mark. Didn't quite get to the point. Sorry, out of time. Top of the hour break. Come back with more coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.